a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Is in his mid-50s and hale enough to lead a country. If this can happen to him, a lot of us should be worried. And we are worried, worried enough to endure things that just a month ago would have seemed preposterous. Last week, Dr. Michael Ryan, he's a leader at the World Health Organization, announced that in response to the spread of this virus, authorities may have to enter people's homes and remove family members, presumably by force.
and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Just so you know, we're coming to your house, seizing your children, and, quote, isolating them in a safe and dignified manner, whatever that means. Now, that's not something that under normal circumstances officials casually drop during briefings. It's the kind of statement that might trigger violence. People don't respond well when you threaten to take their kids. But Ryan said it like it was no big deal, and that's how the media treated it. His threat didn't make headlines in any of the major newspapers in this country. That's the kind of moment we're in. So how long will this moment last? Well, on Friday, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, predicted that the first in a series of lockdowns will go on until June.
One of the things that just concerns me, it's not one of those immediate concerns, but is, you know, this draws out through the summer, and then the cold weather comes around, and then there's another wave of it.
I feel like we should start off with a couple of things. I feel like we should start off with this, because these are perilous and unprecedented times. They really are. That's a cliche. It's overused, but we're going to use it anyway. Matthew chapter 6. Pardon me while I turn there. Jesus speaking in relation to anxiety. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, "For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body, as to what you will put on, Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Again, Jesus speaking. These are the red letters. "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?" I was thinking about that this morning, listening to the birds, a bright, sunny morning. The birds don't, you know, they're not concerned the way that some of us are. I mean, they obviously have a healthy sense of danger, I believe. Oh, there's something that will kill me. Maybe I should pay attention to that and avoid it. That's smart. So another verse quickly, and then we'll move on. I promise. We'll get going. These are perilous times. Some people know it. Some people are really starting to get a picture of what some of us, what I in particular, I don't really hear. I hear maybe, you know, Richie from Boston, people, you know, like I said, last time he was on a couple of weeks ago, you know, people say, "What gives with Richie?" Well, I mean, if you're paying attention, these are times that we should have been preparing for, and we weren't, and now we're here, and it ain't good. 2 Timothy 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I don't like the NASB for this, so let me do this real fast. The King James. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, this is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse, starting in verse 2. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers. Night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And that's a, you know, specific context there, and Paul keeps going and explains that, but I'm just going to leave it at that and say, you know, hopefully that's sort of a prayer to begin. And what follows, you know, I don't want to terrify anybody, but I think we need to get our heads screwed on straight. I've been trying to say it. We are at war, America. Make no mistake about it. We are at war. I'd like to play something for you in this first segment real quick. Maybe we can do that. I don't know how to put it any more clearly, and I'll sort of expound on that a little bit. But we are at war. There's every attempt, every effort made. It's low-intensity operations. People don't understand a thing called unconventional war. You know, the fact that there's a great deal that can happen beneath the surface of any sort of overt operations. There is a thing called covert operations. You don't know, you don't see it. We've had the warning signs. The enemy is in camp, people. And while people are trying to get back to life, trying to get back to the new normal, the next phase is already locking in. And it'll be here before you know it, unless there's an effort to preempt it. All right, so let's listen to this gentleman who, well, I guess we'll have to wait now. We'll wait. I have mentioned the Center for Health Security. You know, Tom asked me a question yesterday, and I think the question was a valid question, and I answered honestly, and the question was somewhere around, who do you think's responsible for this? Because we are at war, and that's as plainly as I can put it. We are at war in America, and I don't know. I said I don't know who exactly is responsible, but to elaborate on that, I would say that Bill Gates and, you know, leadership in places like the Center for Health Security is close enough. If you go do some research, I've mentioned Tom Inglesby's name several times. Never heard anyone else say it. What these people do is they war game little Trojan horses to test the vulnerabilities of society, and it's a plausibly deniable way. That's the problem. One of the big problems with this, all of these, it's not so much the plandemic, it's the vulnerabilities that they're testing for. They're always testing for vulnerabilities, and then they have basically constructed a de facto framework as a result of testing for these vulnerabilities. It's akin to the biblical concept of the Philistines saying, you know what, if you guys need something sharpened, just come tell us. We'll sharpen your stuff for you. It's sort of a more proactive approach to that. Hey, there are some vulnerabilities here and there. There has been a de facto system that has been architected and erected right before our very eyes. You know, some people are commenting about that Newsweek article by William Arkin a couple of weeks ago now. Exclusive: as Washington, D.C. faces coronavirus spike, secret military task force prepares to secure the Capitol. And I've been saying, I mean, who else is talking about a business plot redo? It's what we're seeing happen in our midst. It sure seems like. Washington, D.C. has fallen back and reinforced. The Joint Task Force National Capital Region is in full effect. You know, this is a small military of its own. General Omar Jones in charge, basically. He, you know, everything falls into continuity of government. You know, people are trying to get back to work. Have the declarations of emergency been lifted? If not, what does that mean? Your state falls under a command and control structure, a wartime structure. I mean, didn't Donald Trump say we're at war? He said it. Was he being cute? Was he being hyperbolic? Was there perhaps more than meets the eye to his remarks? And what is happening all around us is astonishing. You know, there's that quote that's attributed to Cicero. Been circulating for decades now. Taylor Caldwell, I believe, was one of the first in her novel to circulate it, if not the first. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treated from within. The description, you listen to what's going on, it's uncanny. I'll explain when we come back. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So the quote, you know, allegedly attributed to Cicero, but the quote is, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustle through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the society of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. The traitor is the carrier of the plague. You have unbarred the gates of Rome to him. And, you know, what makes me think of that quote is looking at some of the things that are coming out of And I think, like I said, I think there are enough characters in cahoots. We are being censored indirectly by the World Health Organization. Is the World Health Organization an American organization? First of all, I mean, it's on our shores, which it should not be, should not exist. I agree, it should be defunded immediately. I mean, look at the list of who is propping this organization up. It's Bill Gates, it's Big Pharma, it's special interest corporations. It's not a World Health Organization by any stretch of the imagination. It's a special interest eugenics organization. It always has been. It always will be. It's time for us to set the nonsense and the silliness aside and just acknowledge these kinds of organizations are not, they do not exist and operate in your best interest. They're on our shores. It should not exist. I was investigating things like NSSM 200 again last night, other things, FM3-07, stability operations. There's been an effort to redact that over the years. But, you know, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, these people who historically, you know, these are the robber barons of our time. And I don't think that that's the apex of the assault on America. And I've talked about that. That Bill Gates seems like Jeff Bezos, seems like Mark Zuckerberg, seems like Elizabeth Holmes. Billionaire, you know, munchkins. In their early days, you know, they all sort of look the same. But make no mistake, I mean, these are people who are, they're not the same. And for those of you who are, I don't know, on the payroll or have been suborned or whatever, and you know who you are, because there are some of you. You should throw yourselves on the mercy of the people. It reminds me of the census. I was asked about the census recently. What's wrong with the census? I said, you know, I would start with the story of David. I think it was the prophet Samuel, right, who told him, you shouldn't be doing this. And David went, oh, yeah. And so the choice was given to him. What are you going to do? Are you going to fall on the judgment of God? Essentially, I'm paraphrasing. Are you going to fall on the judgment of God, or are you going to, you know, beg the mercy of men? And David's response was, I will take the judgment of God over the mercy of men any day, because the judgment of God is kinder than the mercy of men. And for all you people on the payroll, you're the first to go, because you were part of the conspiracy, and you're the ones who can, you know, look at historically what happened in Nazi Germany, for example. You should throw yourselves on the mercy of your countrymen before it's too late. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
When I'm not around.
So the reason that you should, if you're on the payroll or you've been suborned or whatever and you feel compromised and nobody would ever, you know, to clarify a couple of things, I guess. The reason you should throw yourselves on your country, on the mercy of your countrymen and Almighty God for that matter, is because psychopaths have no conscience. Therefore, they have no qualms of conscience when it comes to things like the Night of the Long Knives. Well, you know what? We got all these people who, you know, they you know, remember when they said Flynn knows, I think it was Sarah Carter, right, who said Flynn knows where the bodies are buried. It came from the previous administration, but that kind of thing. That's the idea. And we've already had a soft coup going on for, you know, generations. How many naturopathic folks have we lost? How many other folks have we lost? Was it just last December? Was it just last December that I posted that list of folks that we've lost in the 9/11 era that was approaching 100 folks who have passed silently in the night? When you look at that list all together, that is, to me, that's a, you know, largely a Patriots wall of not fame, heroism, perhaps. You know, people are seeing what's happening. I posted 3 days ago, and by the way, the birds of the field. The reason that I mentioned that passage specifically in Matthew 6 is, you know, looking at the birds, they're not concerned because God feeds them, not the UN. The United Nations doesn't need to come to their rescue, and people have been conditioned, and this is the problem with socialism. It creates an untenable burden. And again, I can't overstate it. You know, in the words of John Milton, people's eyes reproach them of their blindness. You create a system of socialism, you are anti-industrial, you want to get rid of people, you're talking about how you loathe the laboring class and we don't need this anymore. But and I've said many times over the years that as far as I'm concerned, Ecclesiastes 3:22 is the meaning of life, really. In the NASB, it reads, I have seen that, this is Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, you know, second only to Jesus Christ. There is no other wiser man. The Bible says that he was the wisest man before and after. I have seen that nothing is better than that man should be happy in his activities, for that is his lot. For who will bring him to see what will occur after him? What do we see happening today? You know what? There's an app for that. You don't have to worry. I was talking to a friend. His teenage daughters don't know how to get somewhere unless someone texts them the address. He was texting one of his daughters, or actually was talking to her on the phone, and he said, just take a left here. And she said, nah, text me the address. I don't know how to do that. It's one left turn, sweetie. Don't freak out. It's one left turn. This is where we're at. There's an app for that. Speaking of apps and the Center for Health Security, where is that? Do I have that pulled up close at hand? Let me just open another tab because that's great. CenterForHealthSecurity.org/ what is it, publications? I don't know. If you go to CenterForHealthSecurity.org, you can follow along. Hover over our work if you're on a desktop. Click on publications. Then click on view all, for example. And you probably, if you have any sense at all, will be horrified at just some of the recent things they've been working on. So what I'm thinking of in this case is, what about the scientist-citizen and the citizen-scientist blurring the lines? That was a fun one. But this is the one I was thinking of. Published November 29, 2019. Based on a study that was conducted a few years ago, large-scale influenza vaccination promotion on a mobile app platform, a randomized controlled trial. Mobile app platform. Yeah, you're a control group, America, all of you. Are you on Facebook? You're a control group. You on Twitter? You doing anything? While healthcare providers have used incentives, what incentives exactly? In an attempt to motivate patients to obtain vaccinations, why do they have, if it's such a good thing, why do you have to use incentives to attempt to motivate patients and do it clandestinely? I thought this was a good thing. You know, you can hold a horse's neck underwater, but you can't, anyway. In this study, we examine whether mobile applications may improve population vaccination rates through enhanced communication and incentives education. Our study is the first randomized control trial assessing the effect of large-scale messaging combined with individualized incentives on influenza vaccination rates. What? In this trial, we deliver messages regarding influenza vaccinations to 50,286 adults aged 18 through 65, then compared the subsequent vaccination rate. This is a mobile app. This is not Facebook. This is an app built specifically for this. Or this is incorporated specifically into it. In addition to, multiple rounds of messaging occurred over a 7-week period during 2016 flu season. So skipping ahead to the results, TLDR, of the people assigned to receive messaging, 23.2% of, there were three groups. There were the those who didn't get messaging and those who got a message with an incentive and those who got a message without an incentive. They said, you know, 23.2% obtained influenza vaccination compared to 22% of the people who obtained vaccination in the no messaging. So the messaging proved negligible. Darn. Back to the, you know, apparently people understand this might not be a good idea. Anyway, you're a giant control group, America. You're lab rats in a giant science project. That's what's going on. I want to get to this video. We're going to play this real quick. Shad Sullivan, this was sent to me earlier today. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Winter is coming, people. Winter's coming. So if you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
Hey, everybody. This is Shad Sullivan coming to you from the headwaters of Bitter Creek, Archer County, North Texas. We have to talk. State officials will be assisting to help identify potential alternative markets if a producer is unable to move animals and, if necessary, advise and assist on depopulation and disposal methods. Ladies and gentlemen, we are plowing under vegetable crops from coast to coast. We are euthanizing millions of chickens. We are aborting sows and burying feeder pigs. We are dumping milk by the hundreds of thousands of gallons, and now they are preparing us to depopulate the fat cattle ready to harvest because of a bottleneck created by the effects of COVID. This thing hasn't been created by COVID, but the effects of COVID and the logistics therein. We are in trouble. Our food supply is in trouble. And I am appealing to producers and consumers across the nation to start calling. Yesterday, the first shipment of imported beef from the country of Namibia hit the shores of the United States of America. And yet this morning, they are telling us to prepare to euthanize harvest-ready cattle. Am I the only one that sees a problem in this? It is time we get the American people back to work. It is time we get money flowing. It is time we get food on the shelves. Because if you're not concerned about this food supply problem, you better be. We have a huge supply and demand of food across this nation. We can feed the world ourselves, and yet we're destroying our harvests. At the same time, we are importing beef from other countries, beef that is less regulated than our beef, less safe, not as high quality of product, and yet it's happening. at the same time they are preparing for us to euthanize our harvests. Does that make sense to America? For the last 10 years, we have been pressed to be sustainable. I've said all along, sustainability is a fraud. And right now, we're being forced to destroy our harvests. That doesn't sound like sustainability to me. But it is part of the overall goal to vertically integrate your food system. You see, they cannot have control of the people unless they have control of the food, the water, the land, production. It is time we get back to work. It is time the American people force the government to listen to us. We are of, by, and for the people. This is not Nancy Pelosi's country. This is not Donald Trump's country. This is your country, and you're going to go hungry. We must get regional and local packing houses up and going. Do we have to have those big packing plants? You bet we do, and they need to be running right now. We need help. You as a consumer are in trouble. My dad told me years ago the best thing that would happen to America is if everybody had to sit in the dark, cold, and hungry, and that would wake them up. Well, I think it's coming. We're in a dangerous position, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get inspectors into these small plants. We need to get better inspectors. We need to get going on this today, not tomorrow, today. You need to be calling your legislators. We need to be opening up the country. Your food supply is in danger. Ranchers are going broke every day. We're doing all we can to stay here. We are in crisis in America. This is a crisis. This is a national crisis. And everybody's just sitting back enjoying their time off, enjoying that $1,200, not knowing that overnight you're going to go hungry. It's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. We need your help today. Everybody, all hands on deck. It's time. We need you to go to demandusabeef.com, sign the petition for country of origin labeling. People want to know where their food comes from. I don't want any beef out of Namibia. I don't want any beef out of Brazil. I want my own beef. I'm blessed to be able to eat my own beef, but a lot of you aren't, and you need the freedom to choose your product. Demand mandatory country of origin labeling. Demand that these people get back to work. Where have our patriots gone? Where are you? I ask you that today. This thing's going to be incredibly tough overnight. It's already tough. You think the shelves were empty 2 weeks ago? You just wait. We have a bottleneck in this processing facility and the logistics in this transportation system of our food supply. You think we're not in trouble? We are. I'm sorry, my tone is so bad. I'm so upset. But we have got to get this going today, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate your support. Producers, start reaching out to consumers. Forget these associations. Forget all of the corrupt bullcrap that's been going on. We got to put a stop to it, too. It's time. My apologies for my tone. I'm worried about my country. Try to make it a good day, you guys.
That's about as well as you can say it right there. That's it. This is the kind of sober-mindedness that I am talking about. This is a man on the front lines of food production in America. This is what he's saying. And so, again, you know, one of the things I was looking at last night, the Kissinger Report is what it was also referred to as. NSSM 200, Implications of Worldwide Population Growth for U.S. Security and Overseas Interests. December 10, 1974. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a seven-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. Man. So we've had national security advisors like Henry Alfred Kissinger. Was he born in America? You've had Philip Drew administrator running the White House for generations. Was Brzezinski born in America? You have these guys running around telling us about foreign policy. George Friedman, was he born in America? People controlling economies, was George Soros born in America? The Czech? A lot of very powerful, influential folks not born in America. Well, you know, they can't run for the White House. Well, some folks, you know, Some folks would argue that Barry Satoru was not born in America, and a lot of us remember in those early rumbling in the post 9/11 days, the governor was thinking about, you know, giving it a shot. But regardless of all of that, Philip Drew, administrator, has been running the show and pulling strings, calling the shots from behind the scenes, like Carol Quigley wrote about in Tragedy and Hope, for generations now. National security advisor. Making all kinds of awful decisions. There's been a shadow government in the Oval Office for generations. I sort of touched on that recently. I meant to get back to it. You know, those folks as well. The swamp creatures currently in the White House. It's pretty much the entire coronavirus task force. Without getting too far off into, you know, controversial territory, and it shouldn't be. We should be able to have a conversation without causing, you know, what I don't want to do is create a limited hangout, or I don't want to create one, and I don't want us to wind up in one. And, like Shad Sullivan, you know, I feel like maybe apologizing for my tone, but not really. We are in a state of war, ladies and gentlemen. Just because there are not bullets flying and bombs dropping doesn't mean that it's not unconventional war. It's not unconventional warfare. You go look and read for yourself any of the military manuals what unconventional warfare looks like. And it's remarkably similar to what we're seeing. Go read what Henry Kissinger wrote back in 1974. We'll give you the table of contents. We'll talk about some more stuff when we come back. Stick around. Second hour coming up.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.